If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 1. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 3, verse 1, he said, "And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he saith unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him." Amen. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on things that are withered. Things that are withered. As we look at the Scripture here and we look at the Word of God and we see Jesus, this is not the first time that He's been here. Amen. He's been here before. Ain't you like it when you realize, praise God, that Jesus shows up and you realize that He's been there before? Amen. He come by on purpose, praise God, just to bless you and give you that, that'll encourage your heart. But the Bible said He entered again into the synagogue. Amen. There in the synagogue, we see Him as He came again. Now, the Bible said that He had came before in Mark chapter 1 in verse 26. He said there was an unclean spirit in that place when He came in there. In chapter 21, He said when He came into Capernaum and He entered into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and He taught them. And that unclean spirit was there, a spirit of rebellion, a spirit and the Bible said that He rebuked it and it come out. And the Bible tells us that there was excitement over what had taken place. There was excitement over what Jesus had done at Capernaum. So we hear again, the Bible says that He came again. He entered again into the synagogue and He began to teach there also. Now they had been talking to the Pharisees and He had talked to the scribes and they was talking about the things that was unlawful. They was trying to live under the law. They was living under law, but they was adding to the law, making it so grievous that no man could do it. But Jesus said that He was the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen. That it wasn't the Sabbath they was living for, but they was living for the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen. Praise the Lord. He came to fulfill the law. He came to replace the law. And we have the law replaced in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And we don't live for the law. We live for Jesus now. Amen. The rest that we have, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Himself. So we see as He enters into the synagogue, and the Bible says that there was a man with a withered hand. Now, a withered hand, that was one that was dried up. It was useless. He couldn't use it. It was shriveled up. It was paralyzed. And now the great historian Jerome says that the history tells us that this man that had this withered hand, he was a stonemason. Amen. And so if you think of this stonemason who became paralyzed in his hand, he can no longer use it. And so it creates a lot of hardships on this man. I'm saying there's a lot of things this morning that's paralyzing us and causing hardships on each and every one of us. We've seen them today all around us, day by day, as we live life and we try to live it to its fullest, amen, for the glory of God, we still have these things that come in, things that wither us, amen, and dry us up. I'm afraid we're living in a time and a day when we're starting to be withered up, amen. We get withered up, we get shriveled up, and we get to be made useless if we ain't careful. But praise God, if we begin to realize that there's a God of glory who loves us and came for us, give us help, and to give us life in abundance. Praise God, we can shout all the way to the house, thanking God for His goodness to us, the way that He loves us, and He cares for us with a great and a mighty care, and He wants to help us every day. Ain't you glad, praise God, that you've got help that's out of this world? Amen. I'm glad I got help that's out of this world. If I had to count this world for my help, I'd be like old Paul, I'd be all of all men most miserable. But praise God, I got a help and a hope, praise God, this morning that's out of this world. Praise His holy name. But as He comes in here to preach and to teach, We see these Pharisees come along, and these scribes, and they gather together, and they watch Him. They come to see what Jesus... Now, we've seen excitement over there at Capernaum when He caused the demons to come out, and the people were excited, and they began to follow. They began to want to see what He had to offer. But these Pharisees and scribes, they come to watch, verse 2, whether He would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse Him. Yeah. You know what they was doing by doing that? By having that kind of attitude, praise God, they was missing all hope of spiritual blessing. They was missing all hope of the benefits they could got down at the house of God. Amen. When they come in this attitude. See, they come in a hostile, fault-finding attitude. Amen. God help us never come to the house of God in a hostile, fault-finding attitude. Praise God. If we come to the house of God, we ought to come not in a hostile, false-finding attitude, but we ought to come in an attitude of praise. The Bible says we're going to worship God. We've got to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Thanking God, looking for God through the Spirit of God, amen, to manifest Himself to our hearts, fill us, praise God, overflowing so that we can go out with praises on our lips. But these fellows come with a bad attitude. Amen. Mark chapter 1 to Mark chapter 3, there had been a change. There had been a drastic mood change, praise God, taking place. Because these people had come in with this critical attitude, with this critical spirit. You know anybody like that? Somebody with a critical attitude, somebody with a critical spirit. And I'll just be honest, you know what happens? We just stay away from people like that, don't we? We tend to, when somebody's got a critical attitude and a critical spirit, we just kind of tend to navigate away from those people. Amen? I believe when they got there, I think them old Pharisees was over here, and all the other people, praise God, is looking for a blessing, was over here, and they were standing there looking and saying, well, let's see what we can get. Because they didn't come with the attitude of receiving fruit. They come with the attitude of finding fault. If we ain't very careful, we come with attitude of finding fault instead of getting fruit. Hey, I don't know about you, praise God. I want to get fruit. I want to get the fruit of the Word of God. I want to get the fruit of fellowship. I want to get the fruit of revival, praise God, down in my soul. But these folks came with the wrong attitude. God can't bless you, by the way, if you come with the wrong attitude. Amen. Hey, the Bible says if you're going to have a friend, you got to show yourself friendly. Praise God, we come with the right attitude, praise God. God will bless us and He'll draw folks to us. You get the praise in the Lord, praise God, and I guarantee you, the Lord will people will begin to draw to you. You say, well, preacher, these people out there, hey, I mentioned the Lord, and they run from, they may do it now, but praise God, you keep living for Jesus, and one of these days, praise God, they'll come to their senses like that old wayward son, praise God, that prodigal, and they'll come running to ask you to see what you've got. Amen. Because you got that right attitude. But say, they had a critical spirit, amen? They had the wrong attitude. Now, Jesus calls this fellow to Him. And I can see this in my mind's eye. Jesus called, and Jesus said unto him, the man, this man that was had the withered hand, which had the withered hand, and He said, stand forth. Now, these scribes, these Pharisees watching, they're saying, here it goes. Now, you know what I believe? I believe in my heart. I'm like Brother Bill. This is Jeffology. But I believe, praise God, them old scribes and Pharisees, they knew there'd be somebody down there at that synagogue on that morning that needed a touch of God. They knew that they were some folks that was in need of help. And they come with their old critical attitude. They said, now if the Lord helps them today, we're going to have something to talk about. Amen. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they would. Praise God, they'd have something to talk about. It's called the gospel. Amen. Hey, you know what? If you want to gossip this morning, you ought to gossip about the gospel. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You ought to get on Facebook, praise God, and say this, that. Praise God, get on there and talk about the gospel. About how good God is. Lift Him up and magnify Him. Give Him glory, praise God. Give Him praise, praise God. And you just see what God will do for you. Amen. I'd like, hey, if you're going to use that thing, I wish we could light it on fire, praise God, with the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. Forget about the negative. Amen. Put the positive. Amen. Bible says if we ain't got something to say good, we just need to not say nothing. Let no corrupt communication flee out of your mouth, which as good as they used to edify, they minister grace to the hearers. Amen. Praise the Lord. If they say, hey, listen, you know what? They said, hey, they come down there to the synagogue with the negative attitude. Said, we're going to find something we can accuse this man Jesus. Amen. Said, we don't want to, hey, we don't want to hear nothing good about him. We just want to find out the faults. It remembered me a little while later, Jesse, they'd stand before old Pilate, and Pilate examined him top to bottom. Examined his past and his present, praise God. He said, you know what? I find no fault in him. Amen. He said, I can't find nothing to tell about him except goodness. Praise the Lord. They come looking with this critical attitude to defile the Lord's name. Amen. But he called this fellow up. They said, yeah, here he goes. Jesus said, would you stand forth? Amen. What he said? He said, would you come up here? Amen. He said, step up here in the midst. Now this fella, he's there and he's got this withered hand. He's not able to use it. Jesse, it's all drawn up and it's shriveled and he's crippled and he can't use his arm. He's a stonemason. He's trying to lay his stone with one hand. And he's hindered in his work. And he's hindered in his relationship. And he's hindered in his spirituality. I want to tell you, praise God, when you get withered and drawn up, all those things will be hindered in you. Amen. When we begin to get withered and drawn up, praise God, by the things of this world, we begin to get withered and we begin to be useless to the Lord. Amen. We begin to be spiritually crippled by the things of this world. We don't know where to get help. So this fella, he's sitting there and he's thinking within himself. He said, now wait a minute. I'm over here and if I get up and I go out there, amen, hey, and the Lord does that, I may be excommunicated. If I go out there, hey, and I'm all crippled up and he heals me, hey, if he can heal me, praise God, hey, I may be kicked out of the synagogue. He said, don't tell what happened to my family if I go out there in the synagogue and I go out there to the Lord. But he heard a voice and he said, come up hither. Amen. He said, stand forth. He said, come here. And before that guy knew it, without even thinking, praise God, there was an impulse inside him. Praise God. He stepped out on faith and he walked up there in front of all those people. Amen. I want to say, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God ever gets a hold of you just right. Yeah. Amen. You may be paralyzed and withered up, praise God, and not very much use to anybody, praise God, spiritually or physically, amen, or psychologically or emotionally. But praise God, when God the glory gets to move it in your heart, He'll bring you out of there and He'll say, stand forth. And praise God, before you know it, and you won't even know what you're doing, your feet will begin to move. Praise God, you'll come out of your pew, you'll come to an old fashioned altar, you'll fall on your face, and you'll say, Lord God Almighty, please, Lord Jesus, save my dying soul. Amen. Amen. That's all withered up, shriveled up, not useless. Like I said, little old fellow, he comes forward and he stands there in the presence of the Lord. All the eyes of the synagogues are on that fellow. See what the Lord can do. Praise God, I will tell you, praise God, today, there's eyes all over this land that's watching you. In the same way, these eyes are watching me and watching you, Jason, that's looking to see if we're going to try to do right and live right according to God's precious word. Amen. They're focused on us, they're watching us, they're eyeing us like eagles. And in their heart of hearts, they want to see us do good. They don't want to see us mess up at all. Amen. Because they're withered. Amen. There's things of them that's dried up, things that's made them useless, things that's shriveled them up. But see, he says, this fellow, he says, stand forth. And he asks him his question. After this fellow, he eases up there, you know, maybe trembling all over. Brother John gets up there in the front, in the midst of the synagogue, and Jesus standing there. And he looks out around all them folks. He said, let me ask you a question. On the Sabbath day, is it good? He said, on the Sabbath day, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil? Amen. I want to say the Lord of the Sabbath, praise God, it's always good. It's always good to do right. Amen. He said, is it good to do good or do evil? To save life or to kill? Amen. He asked him, he said, you know what? He said, even, oh, glory to God, thank you, Lord. He said, even on the Sabbath day, praise God, death is rampant. It's all around. He said, death can come in at any time. It does, no, hey, it's not a respecter of persons or days. He said, it could come in right now while we're here. He said, is it good to do good or evil? Is it good to rise up or is it good to kill on the Sabbath day? He said, the devil's not a respecter of person. He said, why should I be? Amen. He said, it's always good to do good. Amen. It's always good to rise up, praise God, to make live and not kill. Praise the Lord. If we ain't very careful, we kill and beat down by what we do and say, by the way we live our lives, and think we're doing things okay. But you know what? There's some witheredness in us. There's some dried upness. There's some lack of spirituality in us that draws us up, that shrivels us up. But the Bible said them old fellas was looking to accuse him. Amen. They was looking to see because they was dried up. Hey, I want to say, praise God, they was more dried up than that man with the withered hand. Amen. They were more dried up than this man, praise God, hey, that was willing to step out on faith and come to the Lord. Amen. That religious crowd. And they was looking. The Bible said, and he looked around. He said they held their peace. You know why? Because if they would have answered, they would have brought condemnation on themselves. Amen. Hey, they had so many rules and regulations, praise God, except for doing what God said, they'd added to it. Amen. They had a law that said that if you spit on the Sabbath, amen, and it hit the ground and rolled a little bit and stirred up the dust, they accused you of plowing on the Sabbath. Amen. That's how ridiculous their law was. They cared not for people, praise God, but they cared about what they thought looked good. I want to say sometimes what we think look good, praise God, ain't according to what God says. Amen. I'd rather line up with Him, praise God, what His Word says than what I think. Amen. So they got lined up here and they said, you know what? He said, hey, they held their peace. And the Bible said He looked around about them with anger. You say, well, preacher, we ain't supposed to be angry, really. The Bible says be angry and sin not. Amen. Jesus looked around them with anger. He was angry. Hey, you know what? Hey, we shouldn't get angry with one another. Amen. Now listen, we shouldn't get angry, Jesse, with one another. We shouldn't get angry with people. We should get angry about the problems that people have. That disturbance, praise God, of the devil in their soul. That disturbance, praise God, of the spirit, amen, that won't let them go and do right. Amen. If we're going to get disturbed, praise God, if we're going to get angry, praise God, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath, but praise God, look at that's wrong and try to show them the way. Show them what's right. If we could get in our minds to ridicule and putting down, all that does drives people away. Praise the Lord. Oh, hey, you get to loving them up, praise God, showing them up. He said, heaps cold of fire on their head. Woo, they get to burning. Amen. You get to telling somebody, praise God, that you love them, that you care for them, show them that you care, praise God. And it starts burning on them. I mean, it starts, it's like heaping cold fire. They get to burning up here. Next thing you know, they're burning down their heart. Amen. That's where things take place. That's where change happens, is down the heart. Praise the Lord. But we see this little fellow, he's standing up here in the midst. He's scribbling. He's trembling and shaking, wondering what's going to take place next. And the Pharisees, he said, they're just looking to judge. They're looking to ridicule. They're looking to put down. And now it amazes me because the Bible said they were looking to find a cause, an accusation against him. And in verse 6 here, the Bible said, the Pharisee, after all this takes place and the Lord touches this man, he said that then the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. I got to thinking on that. I thought, man, how crazy. That's the most ludicrous thing I ever heard in my life. Silly. Amen. See, these Pharisees, now they wouldn't have nothing to do with the Herodians. See, the Pharisees, they was this religious sect that was way up here. The Herodians, they was a political sect that was way over here. And they hated each other. But whenever they conspire against the Lord, took counsel against Him to destroy Him, they wanted to get everybody as involved as they could. They wanted to go out and get all the people and try to get against. You know, that's what we do a lot of times. We ain't careful. We conspire against the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I'd never do it. Praise God, if we're not lifting up, we're tearing down. Praise God, we're conspiring against the Lord. Amen. Lord, help us. But he said they was conspiring against him, how they might, the two most terrible statements in the Word of God right here, against him and to destroy him. Who do they think they are? They're talking about destroying him. Who's him? That's Jesus. That's the eternal, uncreated, self-existent one. Amen. He's that Ancient of Day. He's that who is everlasting to everlasting. That's who Jesus is. Amen. He's the creator and sustainer of the whole universe. This man Jesus that they want to destroy, he's the God over all. He's the blessed forever. Amen. He's the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God of glory. And these little village holy men, that's all they are. If we ever get to thinking that we're something that we're not, praise God, we'll forget about who we are. Amen. Praise God, these little village holy men got up with some little village politicians, and they said, you know what? We can get us plan up to destroy him. Amen. To go against him and to destroy him. What a joke. To destroy the eternal second person of the Godhead. Amen. Hey, listen, you say, preacher, well, they couldn't do that. They ain't no way they can do that. He self-exists. Hey, we didn't create him. If we didn't create him, we can't destroy him. Amen. So they come up here and they says, he says, listen, he said, you're withered. He said, come up here. Then the fellow's here, he's trembling, he's shaking. These fellows said, hey, look, we're just going to find a cause. We're going to destroy this Jesus. Once and for all, we're going to get rid of him. Amen. But the Bible, if you read on, says that they held Jesus. Jesus went on and said, oh, all them people, the multitudes begin to follow him. Ain't you glad they didn't go after the Pharisees? Ain't you glad you didn't chase off after some religious crowd? Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but I want to follow Jesus. So he got these things. He said, you know what? There's some things that's withered. Now see, there was more that was withered there in the synagogue than this man's hand. Amen. There was some hearts that was withered in that synagogue. They was hindered, praise God, from the relationship with the Holy God, from doing and knowing the truth. Bible said truth will set you free. Set you free from this stuff of the world. Those things that's withering you, praise God. Those that's caused you the relationships to be paralyzed. It's caused you to be wounded financially. It's caused you to be withered, praise God, emotionally and spiritually. He said it's all in here. But said God has the remedy for that that's withered. Amen. But it don't matter what it is this morning that's causing you to be withered. It don't matter what's caused to draw you up. God has a remedy. You say, well, preacher, what about the drugs and the alcohols and the pornography? Hey, God, that's just engulfing the world. It's drawing us in. Paul said in Romans chapter 6 and 11, reckon yourselves dead unto sin, but alive unto Jesus Christ. He said, praise God, it's not about what you do, but praise God, it's about what God does in you. Amen. He don't stop there. Let me show you something. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. He says, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, hey, this is not a suggestion. He said, this is a commandment from God. He said, don't let sin reign in your mortal body. He said, get rid of it. You say, how do I do it? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Put it to death. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, what if it ain't drugs and alcohol and pornography and fornication? What if it's exaggerated? What if I'm just bad to tell a story? What if I'm bad to, let me just put it like this. What if I'm bad to lie? Jesus said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, he said, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. Tell the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what happens when you tell the truth, Jesse? You don't have to remember your lies. Amen. If you tell the truth, you don't have to keep up with your stories. Amen. You don't have to try to remember what you said. Amen. Help us, Lord. Whoopee. But he said, hey, he said, do it, and God will help you to do it. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ we have help. You know, preacher, you don't realize that this thing that's got a hold of me, this thing that's withered my life, it's my relationship with my husband. It's a relationship with my wife. Jesus says, well, I can take care of that too. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. He gives us the answer. Ephesians 5 and 25. He says, husbands, love your wives. Amen. It's not a suggestion. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning, fellas? He said, husbands, love your wife. Not a suggestion. It's a commandment. Amen? Husbands, love your wife. Love them like Christ did the church to give Himself for it. Amen? You say, well, I'm having... That's what's withered up. Our relationship's withered up. Well, fellas, are you loving your wife? He said, love your wife. Amen? Don't think about it. Do it. Amen. Lord will begin to bless you and help you and draw you back together. Amen. What about the wives? Amen. I'll get you both this morning. Verse 22, Bible says in Ephesians 5, it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Amen. Wives, he said, hey, listen, your husband going to love you so much, pray God, you submit yourself to him. Amen. Just like you submit yourself to... You know what our problem is with a husband and a wife? We ain't connected with the Lord right. If we ever get connected with the Lord right, praise God, our relationships will change. Amen. We'll have a different relationship. But he said, wife, submit yourself to your husband. Let me just throw this in here, Lord. Brother. Wives, he said, you're supposed to be the keeper at home. Amen. You want your relationship to be strong, praise God. You be the keeper at home. You manage and you organize your home, praise God. You manage and you organize your children. You manage and organize your life. Amen. While your husband's working, while he's taking care of things, amen. Hey, if you're a wife, you're a supposed to keep her at home. Does that mean you don't go out and get a job? No. That virtuous woman, praise God, works from daylight to dark. Amen. Made things with her hands and sold them, praise God, to bring in some income. But praise God, she organized her home, praise God. She didn't sit around on Facebook all day. Amen. She didn't run around on the roads all day and travel everywhere. Amen. She's making sure, hey, if you want to do that, praise God, you make sure your house is in order before you do that. I'm talking about a relationship, praise God. Some things that's withering away in our home, praise God, but we can have it back according to the Word of God. If we set in our heart, praise God, we're going to be pleasing to Him. Amen. Get rid of those withered things in our life. Praise God. Get shed of them. Hey, some things that's withering us away. Amen. We can't get away from them because we're not dedicating our life to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Husband's ahead of the wife like Lord. The Christ is ahead of the church. Amen. The wife's ought to respect the husband. The husband ought to love his wife and get to know her according to knowledge. Amen. In an understanding way. You know what that means for us, fellas? We got to work at it. Amen. Women are complicated creatures. Amen. They are complicated. I'm not saying that negative. I thank God they are. They're complicated creatures. They have to be. Because see, they multitask. Fellas, we don't multitask well. It's just not our nature. Women are natured to multitask. Amen. I won't say, praise God, if you're a child of God, if you're a woman of God, if you're going to be a good wife, praise God, your multitasking, praise God, will be for the glory of God. So that your husband, praise God, can be pleased with you. Amen. He'll lift you up. He'll lord you, praise God. He'll reverence you. Amen. He'll give you that due respect. Praise the Lord. And the wife likewise. Amen. She'll love her husband, praise God. She'll show him that due respect. When I say all that, I don't know. Somebody needed it this morning. Amen. So what are you saying? I'm saying when we realize there's some things that's withering us up, there's things that the devil wants to dry up our home. Amen. If the devil can destroy your home, your family, praise God, then he's won. Because he can destroy humanity. Amen. He can destroy humans as we know them today. If he can destroy the home. I tell you what, I wouldn't let the devil destroy my home, praise God. I'd submit myself to the Lord and I'd run just as hard as I could towards God and godliness just so the devil wouldn't get pleasure in saying, ha ha. Amen. I want to be able to say to him, ha ha, devil, you didn't get mine. Praise the Lord. But there's some things that's withered. The Lord said to this fellow, He said, stand forth. He came up here. He's standing there. I can see him. I can see him as he's standing here before the Lord. He's drawn up. That arm, that hand's withered. It's useless. Can't do nothing, Jesse. Amen. It's just worthless. It's just like an old clutch. Can't even, amen, can't pick nothing up. Can't do nothing. It's just useless. He's standing there. The Lord's looking around. He's grieved in his spirit because of the hardness of their hearts. And he says to this little fella, he's sitting here and he's just wondering, why am I out here? Everybody's looking at, what are they going to think? He said, I ain't worse, I'm worse. I ain't good for nothing. And the Lord says, he said, stretch forth your hand. This little fella, he's sitting there and he says, oh Lord, what's he asking me to do? I can't. He knows I can't use this arm. He knows this arm's useless. But I won't tell you something. There was something there. There was an authority there. And then there was an incentive that's there. He said, hey, listen. He said, stretch forth thine hand. He said, okay, Lord, if you say to do it, it's crippled. It's not moved in a long time. But God, if you say. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, glory. Well, look what God's done. Amen. Praise His holy name. Now I can lift both hands to glory and praise Him. He said, I'm not withered anymore. He said, there's no hindrance in my life no more. He said, I've been set free. I'm the freest I've ever been. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God forevermore. Amen. Can you envision? I know I got, Lord, that's painting me a picture, I told you. But I can envision my mind's eye. That little old fellow makes him about three laps around the Lord. Saying, praise His holy name. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Boy, as he does that, that cuts them old Pharisees just like a knife. Amen. Taking that praise off of them and quit not giving them the glory and giving it to Jesus. I want to say, pray God, if we ever get the glory off of us and we begin to give the praise to Jesus. Amen. For all that He does. You see, I don't, Brian, you won't get up in the morning and go to work 4:00 in the morning. But the Lord Jesus, He's the one that'll help you do that. Yeah. Brother Scott, you won't go down to the mill tomorrow and do your job, praise God, but by the help of the Lord. Well, if we could ever realize, praise God, every morning we get up and just give Him praise, praise God, for what He's about to let us do. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know what'll happen? That paralysis will begin to go away. Them withered hands, those things that wither and those things that paralyze, praise God, will go away. And we'll begin to shout the victory one more time. Amen. Holy Ghost revival is set in at the house of God. Amen. When we get away from those things that are withered, this man thought, well, man, that's impossible. He knows where I'm at, but praise God, the Bible says there's nothing impossible with God. You may be here this morning, you say, well, preacher, you don't know my situation. You know what's happening in my family. It's impossible. Nothing's impossible with God. Amen. Well, what we have to do is we have to get rid of those things that's withered. Those things that's withered. We have to put them behind us. And we have to be made whole.